Today's daf is Gittin daf Pei Aleph, and we are on Pei Amid Beis by the two daf. The last full daf here in the eighth parak of Maseches Gittin, Parak HaZorek, and we are talking all about the different elements of a Maisa Gerushin and problems with writing the get in terms of mistakes that were made. How do you write the get? And now we are discussing the last case of the Mishnah, where the sofer, all intentioned and everything, but major mistake was made at the end of the process. And what happens? That was, the Mishnah tells us, if by mistake the sofer, at least it appears that way now, the sofer gave the get to the woman and the shofar to the husband. They switched them and they thought that was the Gerushin process. And lo and behold, sometime later, they figure out that the husband is now holding the get and the woman is holding the shofar. And they claim that they were never, the Gerushin never took place. So there's a machlokas in the Mishnah. Tanakhama says, okay, they have to leave. Teitze mizeh mizeh, as all the other cases mentioned in the Mishnah. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it depends whether it was la'alter or not, whether it was right away. If it wasn't la'alter, so then it is not in their power to be able to ruin the second husband's life and to make him have to get divorced. Maybe everything is fine and good and they switched it privately and they're just playing games now. So that's why it depends if it was la'alter or afterwards. So the question is, what does la'alter mean? Says the Mishnah Gemara now, pay am abased by the two dots. Kasav asofer v'ta'a v'nasan gela isha v'shover v'chulu v'blazorim la'alter yatsa v'chulu heichi dami la'alter heichi dami la'achar zman. We have various areas of halacha where la'alter and la'achar zman come up. So here we're asking, what is the definition? We'll get to another example in a minute. Be'ezus Hashem. But first, what does it mean here? Heichi dami la'alter heichi dami la'achar zman. So machlokas. Amar v'yehud amar Shmuel. Kol zman sheyoshvin va'osukin ba'oso inyin zehu la'alter. Rav Yehuda, the Talmud of Shmuel, says that la'alter means mamish la'alter, meaning as they're still talking about they're still dealing with the gerushin, it's very, very short time. That's la'alter. Undo, once they get up to leave, zeo la'achar zman, that's already too late, and that is when they cannot try to retract. Rav Ada bar Ava amar no. It's not a time period in terms of specific amounts of time, but it is a question of what they're up to in life. Lonis says, if the woman has not gotten remarried yet, zeo la'alter. That's la'alter, and that's because it can be many years, but it's considered la'alter if she has not gotten married yet. Nis says, once she gets remarried, so then zehu la'achar zman. So then it is, that is considered la'achar zman. And the Gemara, and there is another girsa on the side, but let's first finish. Says the Gemara, Tnan, lokali menu min arishon la'abit z'chus l'shol sheni, the svara given for Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah was, well, it's not fair that they could ruin the z'chus of the sheni. So bishlam alar avada bar ahava, according to the second view, that the chilik is nisseis or not, hainu diktani sheni. That's why the Mishnah's svara fits in nicely, because it's all about the ability of the husband and wife to ruin the second one. So if there is no second one, if there's no nisseis yet, that's why it's called la'alter. Ela l'shmuel my sheni, but according to Shmuel, who says it's a hard and fast shear, asukin bosu in your nanat. So what do you mean? What about a sheni? So the Gemara says, zechus hareuya l'sheni. No, it means she has now in a state where she can get married if she wants to. That's what sheni means. It doesn't mean mamish, there's a sheni there, but it means the potential sheni. Rashi says, "Misha yasas bilefreya eita becheskas megureshes zachsa li nasei l'sheni." She has been zochep. She now has the schus to be able to marry anyone. We'll better get back to that Rashi in a minute. But first, on the bottom, there is a suffix in the Yerushalmi. The Rashba here quotes the Yerushalmi on our Gemara. What about nisarsa? It says nisseis. What about nisarsa? So if you look on the side, the marshal has the other girsa, v'hu adin nisarsa. Nisseis and nisarsa. The argamara, according to our girsa, doesn't have that explicitly, but the Rashba quotes the Yerushalmi, has a machlokas about it, ezehu al atar. What does it mean, al atar, which is la'alter, right, in the Yerushalmi? Reb Zeira amar ad shalo nisarsa v'nisarsa. Reb Yitzchak bar chakula amar ad shalo nisseis v'nisseis. Machlokas, whether Erisin would be good enough. And then the Gemara says, Masnisa Messiah L'Rebbe Zeira, Lo Kalei Menu L'Abit Zchut Zoshol Sheni Ad Kan. The Mishnah sounds like Rebbe Zeira, because even when there's Erisin, there is a Sheni. Right? That's what it sounds like. And Mistavra, and then the Rashba says, Da Filo L'Gamrin. There's no machlokas here between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Even if you don't have that girsa, like the Marshali adds in, the Rashba would say, there's no machlokas here. To Amar Avada Bar Ava, kol shelo nisseis lav dafka nisseis elafilu nisarsa. The same svara would apply. So you don't have to say this nisseis is dafka. Even though, just for example, we had up above, we had nisseis lafuke znus. Sometimes we're medayig in the language of nisseis. The Rashba here says, you don't have to say that this is a machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. You could say that our Gemara fits into the Yerushalmi as well. Okay, number one. Number two, on the last line, the Gemara suggests that according to Shmuel, what does Sheni mean? Zechus haru'ya l'sheni. I mean now, once she leaves the Beis Din and she has a chazaka that she's divorced, so then she can't come along a month later and say, you know what, I'm not divorced. Because she already had ru'ya l'sheni, she was zachsa lihinase. The question is, asked by the Achronim, but isn't she screaming, I'm not divorced, I'm not divorced? So why don't we say Shavya Nafshe Chadicha Disura, that she can't get remarried? She's saying, I never got divorced. And we're saying, no, you did. So how can we allow her to get remarried? How does that work? So some point out that maybe it's based on the Ran at the end of Nedarim. We discussed this Ran. Ran on Daf Tzadi in Mesechet Nedarim. The Gemara there says, the Mishnah there says, the Mishnah talks about a woman comes to court and says, Temei Ani Lacha. And she says to her husband, you know, I was mizaneh, divorce me. That's what the woman said. So what's the halacha? So Gemara, the Mishnah says, Barishona ha yomrim shalosh nashim yosos venotlos ksuba. Originally we said three women get divorced and they get their ksuba. One of them is ha'omeris tamei lacha. Right? If she says, I'm tamei, so we believe her, she gets divorced and she gets her ksuba. But Chazru lomar, Chazal decided, no. It could be that this woman just wants another guy. And therefore, Chazru lomar, Shalote isha nosenes eneha ba'acher umekalkelas al ba'ala, because she might just be messing up her husband and be mekalkel al ba'ala. So therefore we say, Ha'omeres tmei ani lacha, tavi raya ledvareha. She has to bring a raya that she was, if she's an Ashes Cohen, even that she was Nansa, and the Ran adds in there, Ubalav hachi lo mitzra al ba'ala. And she doesn't bring a raya down. She stays married. Asks the Ran. She's screaming that she's a surah labayla. And what does Beis Din say? It's okay. You can stay married. How do we do that? How do we allow that? Isn't that Shavya Nafshe? So the Ran there has three dais. What exactly is the svara that we allow this? Yesh misha tirates. First day of the Ran. The Yavagav de Medina Asira. Even though Me'ikar Adin she should be a surah labayla. Sharu la rabbanon umevatli milsa. Da oraisa. The Rav Yesh Kalach Biyad Chachamim, Lakar Dover Ben HaTorah. Even, this is Bekum Vasei, to allow her, usually we only say B'Shev Al Tasa, but not to do something, but here we allow her to stay married. Together, Gadol Gidru Bashalo Titin in Abba Acher, Lafki Atzma Miyad Baila, Varishus Biyadam Lasos Kane. Unbelievable Adeya, that even though she's saying, I'm Asura to my husband, if she's an Ashes Kohen, she was Nansa, no, Chachamim say that she could stay married. Like Elio Bahar Carmel, it's like a Horasha. Each time would be like a Horasha. That is, number one, for the better of society, we allow them to stay married. Ula Didi Lo Kashali, and then the Ran says, call them a Kaddish. Call them a Kaddish, out of their abundance. So then they could uproot the marriage originally. And then he quotes another day that it's... Okay, we're not going to get to the third day now, but some say maybe that's what's going on here too. Zechus haru'uya l'sheni. What is Shavya Nafshe? How can we say that she can get remarried? The answer is there are abundant power here, either because of called the Makadesh and called the Megaresh, or like the other day of the Ran, that for the good of society, for the betterment of the law, they have the power. They have the power to create statuses. And Horasha, Mamish, what's Horasha? Elio, it's Asur Daraisa to bring Karbanot out to the base of Migdash. You do it! You do it for Harasha. So here too, what do you mean she's still married? No, that's only according to what she says. We say she's not married. Okay. Vayter. Says the Mishnah. This is the Reach HaGet Mishnah. We've spoken about this months ago, but here it is. Kasav Lagari says, Ishtov Inimlach. A man writes a get. He has a mind to divorce his wife, and then they make up. And they decide they're not going to get divorced. Vinimlach. So, does anything happen? So you throw out the get. Is the marriage affected in any way? Beishamai Omrim, Pasla Minakahuna. Beishamai says, if her husband now dies and she becomes an almana, she is still asura to marry a kohen. What's called Reach HaGet. There's an aroma. There's a little effect of the get, even though nothing. She didn't get divorced. He just wrote the get, and then they decided not to get divorced. Beis Shammai has a tremendous chiddush. Still, she is somewhat of a, she has a shame grusha, and therefore she cannot marry a kohen. Re'ach haget. U'Beis Hillel omrim, ava bisha nasdu la al tanai. Beis Hillel says, no, the opposite extreme. Even if he actually gives a get to his wife, but he made it al tanai, this is your get as long as it rains tomorrow, and it does not rain tomorrow, v'lo na'aseh ha'tanai, lo pasla mena kahuna. She is not nifsalas ben kahuna because the get was not, the tithe get was not fulfilled. And therefore, even if you do a maisa, even if you do a maisa gerishim, but if it's al tanai, it's not going to affect her in any way. The Mordechai here, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the Mordechai even says, it's the last Mordechai in Perek Misha Achzu. Right, it's in the Perek, right, the last, in Perek, actually it says, the prakim are all the orders are different in all the different rishonim. It's tough lamed base. The Mordechai says here, kohen amesukan hanosen gel ishto al tanai, a kohen who is in danger. He's in war. He's sick. He gives his get to his wife al tanai. In lo mesi lo ye get and mesi ye get va'aman mechalyo v'sha'alatam. And your question is in posel oso agel kahuna mishum reich haget. Says the Mordechai, divade lo pasil. Lo mishum reich haget, v'lo mishum geratzmo. Umateres lo. We pass in like Beis Hillel. If a tnai is not fulfilled, nothing happened. And then he quotes Nishal Reb Yitzchak. Im kohen yachol legaresh es ishto al tnai. V'lo merla al peh. Im meisi ye get, im lo meisi lo ye get, v'chulu. He says, yes, 100%, no problem. He says, besides our Mishnah, besides Beis Hillel, I'll bring you another raya. Another raya. The Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Yoma. We know that maskinin lo le kohen gadol isha acheres. The kohen gadol has to be married on Yom Kippur, and according to some of the Tanoim, we get an extra wife just in case, right? An extra kohen gadol in the wings, ready? Fine, we need an extra kohen gadol. But some of the Tanoim even say an extra wife. Why? Because just in case the other wife dies, so we need him to be married. So the Gemara goes through. So what happens if she dies? So then, how does he get married on Yom Kippur? Maybe it's he's doing the avoda in the middle. So the Gemara has the Yukimta that he's megarish his wife al tanai. Megarish al tanai that if there's a death, so then he'll be married to the other one. The Gemara goes through the details. Umasikachi to megarish ishto al tanai. So says the Mordechai. Ve'i asirale if she's already ushered to him by writing a gerish al tanai nimsa shu sharui below isha ubi inan vechiper badova ad beso. Elavadai, Shayalev, Yafila Reacha get inkan. Right, that Gemara also proves if the way that you do it, without getting into the details again, is doing a Gershon al Tanai, it shows that there is no effect of that even for the Kohen Gadol. So this is a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The question is, what's the svar for Beis Shammai? Right, the Gershon, the process didn't happen. Right, they ripped up the get. She was never divorced. So what is it? So some achronim formulate it as a maisa b'li chalos. It's a maisa gerishin without a chalos gerishin. That's a chiddush to say the ksivas aged is already even a maisa gerishin. There's definitely no chalos gerishin. It wasn't given. So that formulation assumes that there's part of the maisa gerishin started already. So that relates to what we've mentioned in the past. Again, Rav Shemter has this in Eretz HaTzvi, which we have mentioned often, the concept of the process of Gershon starting early. And Rav Rosenzweig, we mentioned, spoke about this in the context of the Rashbam in Baba Basra and the Yamshel Shlomo here, about Avelus, about Ketata, about the process starting already, about Havchana, Me'emasei, Monin Leget. We discussed that. So Reach HaGet fits in beautifully. The process has already started. And even the beginning of the process affects the status. And even if the status stops, that's the chiddush of Beis Shammai. You might have said, okay, you want to say ksivas again has an effect, so that's true, but only if it eventually becomes a real gerushin. Then you could look back and say, where are the roots of this process? Where did the process start? You could say by ksivas again. For example, at how long you have to wait, the 3 months, so you could start with ksivas again, that was the beginning of the process. But if the process never comes to a climax, You never finish the process, so then Beis Hillel might agree that that's the beginning of the process. But he would say, if it never happens, so then the process never happened, right? L'mafreya, this was not a tchilas maisa gerishin. While Beis Shammai says, no, it is a tchilas maisa gerishin no matter what. And therefore, you have the problem, even if it never applies. And he quotes from Rav Shetha, quotes from Rav Soloveitchik, Ukefisher Gilnu Rabbeinu Lomar, Shareach Aged Gidro, Maisa Garrison Belichalos Garrison. But what does that mean? Dixivas Get Lishma, he Tchilas Maisa Garrison. Venire, Lahazvir, according to what we said, Beitzil, the rock, the arena, Kshivas Aged, Mikri, Tchilas Maisa Garrison, and Yotzi Labasov, Shumugu Migarsha, Begetze, Doziloi Milsal Mafreya, the Mishas Ksiva, Kfar Hiskal Maisa Garrison, Avalkan, Shalabasov, Lo Nasan Lo Asaged, that even if Beitzil agrees to that, Yesod, you wouldn't say that it has an effect on the woman in this case. So, my discussion in the Achronim, how far away the shitas are of Beishama and Beisila. Beisila doesn't think the Ksivas Aged is anything, or he does, but only if it leads to the ultimate process. Okay. Good. Oh, one of the other Rishonim point out, and that is, it has to be, even according to Beis Shammai, it can't be that it's totally, right when you start writing the get, do you say it kicks in. The most he will say is right after you finish writing the get. It can't be while you're writing the get. It's right after. Why? We're going to have in the Gemara, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of, on Amud Beis, the concept of a get mekusher. Get mekusher, the discussion of in the last parak of Babasar also, that the Chazal instituted, because Kohanim, we know, a Kohen can't marry a Grusha, so we're nervous if a Kohanim is a zealous, a hot-headed type of person, he'll get angry at his wife, he'll write a get, and an hour later, after he gives a get to his wife, it's like, oh man, why'd I do that? And he can't be Mavsar Grusha also, because a Kohen is allowed to marry a Grusha. So Chazal instituted that when a Kohen gives his wife a get, it's a little longer of a process. You have to write the get, write the first two lines, then fold it over, then sew it together, and then have two Adim sign on it. And then fold it over again, and then sew it, and then have two Adim sign on it. Four or five, make folds and sewings, and so by the time he finishes the process, so hopefully he'll be calmed down and won't divorce his wife. That's the concept of a get makushar versus a get pashut. The get pashut means flat and straight and a regular get, and get makushar, a tied-up get, is what Chazal instituted for the Kohanim. So say some of the Achronim. How does that work? According to Beis Shammai, if right when you start writing the get, she's already nifselas min hakahuna, then it's finished. So what's the whole concept of a get makushar? So even according to Beis Shammai, it must be that it's only right after the get has been written. That's where the ksivas aged. So that's why a Kohen has help in that regard. It's not at the beginning of the process, but right when the get is written, after it's written, that's when Beis Shammai says Re'echa get starts, and that's why get mekusher could save the Kohanim from having to divorce their wives.
Get mekusher is only given to a Kohen?
Again, mekusher is only used by a Kohen, as we'll see, yeah. Be'ez Hashem. Okay, Gemara. Shalach le'Rav Yosef Bereidra Menashe Midvil. L'Shmuel, so this Amora Esh, Shmuel Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu Yatzalav Kol Ish Ploni Kohen. There was a call, there was a rumor that went out that such and such a Kohen Katzav Gel Ishto, he wrote a get to his wife, the Yoshev is Tachtav, and they're still living together. U'Misham Shaso Mahu. What's the halacha if there was a rumor that a Kohen wrote a get to his wife and they're still living together? So Shalach Le Shmuel says back, Teitzei V'Hadavar Tzarech Badika. They have to get divorced. She has to leave. V'Hadavar Tzarech Badika, but you have to check it out. You have to check it out. What does that mean? What does that double lashon mean? Ask the Gemara. Mahi, what do you have to check out? Once you said that she should get divorced, what does it mean, Teitzei and Tzarech Badika? Look at Rashi, Teitzei, fourth line. Teitzei Mipnei Hakol. Go out. She has to get divorced because of the rumor. Aval Hadavar Tzarech Badika Kodim Shenotziyana Mimenu. But you should check it out beforehand. So it's a little difficult. The Achronim point out, according to Rashi, according to the Gemara, if that's the case, it should say Tzarech Badika V'Teitzei, not Teitzei V'Tzarech Badika. Right? To check it out beforehand. Okay. So Rashi understands that Teitzei after you have already V'Hadavar Tzarech Badika. So the question is, what needs Badika? Maihi. What needs to be checked out? What's the issue? Ilema di mevatelinan kala olo mevatelinan. Is the issue? Well, we have to see if we try to be mevatel a kol or not. Because again, it's just a rumor. There are no witnesses. So does Bezdin try to squash unsubstantiated rumors or not? What's the issue? Rashi quotes, if we squash rumors, then people might think that we're not interested in preventing people from doing averis or being involved in something that's not allowed. Rashi. Let's just read the, actually, let's read the next line of the Gemara, and then we'll read the Rashi. Says the Gemara, is that the issue, whether Mevatel call or not? V'hanahar da' asrei de Shmuel hi. Shmuel is talking here. Shmuel is the Mara da'asra of Nahar da' u'benahar da' lo mevatli kala. And in our da' we don't. If there is a rumor, we check it out. We don't automatically try to squash it. Why? What would be the issue of mivatzlin or lo mivatzlin? So that's the Rashi here. Uban adoy lo mivatli kala lo ayu noagin dayane ha'ir l'shaskam. Dayane ha'ir didn't try to just squash them without researching. Mipnei achshad shelo yotziu kol shemachzikim yidei ovrei avera. We don't want people to think that Bezin is covering up people's sins, which is a very serious allegation. If the society thinks that Beis Din is crooked, that's the undermining already of the Beis Din. Beis Din has to be a higher, people have to think of the Beis Din as the purest, the best, the most objective, and we don't want to do anything to make that, to loosen that, and to soften that in the eyes. So that's why there's a concept of lo mevatli kala. Obviously, if it's stam rechilus and lashon hara, then Bez is going to get rid of it if they do the research. But if it is substantiated somewhat, the Bez is just not going to squash it automatically. So is that the issue? That can't be the issue because in Shmuel's place they were not mevatli kala. So Ella, so what did Shmuel mean by vadav atzorach bedika? So Ella, next try. Di karu l'nasi neksiva. Oh, what? We're going to check out if sometimes people, when they want to say, give a get, they say, write a get. Or when they say that the man wrote a get for his wife, what they really meant to say was that he gave a get to his wife. Maybe that's what they were checking out. Maybe the rumor was that they were actually divorced. Says the Gemara, V'chi karu l'nesina k'siva l'ksiva. I'm sorry, V'chi karu l'nesina k'siva. L'ksiva gufa milo karu l'ksiva? Fine, even if sometimes people say k'siva when they mean nesina, but they would also say k'siva when they mean k'siva. So why would we make this woman get divorced? You know, there's only a chance. But there's a chance that he just wrote a get, and we pass him like Beis Hillel. So Gemara says, in, yes, we would. We would force the Megalia Milsa to Karel and Asina Ksiva if we reveal and we, after doing the research, recognize that sometimes people say, wrote, when they really mean gave the get, Dilmanasan Ka'amri, and maybe that's what he meant, and Tate say, and therefore, or Dilmanasan Ka'amri, maybe they meant Nasan, and therefore they were already divorced, and therefore they can't live together. Why would we be Choshesh for that side and not for the other side? If people say Ksiva, sometimes they mean Ksiva, sometimes they mean Ksiva and Nesina. So why would we be note? Why is it weighted on the side of divorce? So the Ramban says, because after all, why is there such a rumor? If the guy just wrote a get to his wife and didn't give it, so why would people be talking about it? So that's why, if sometimes people mean Nasan, when they say Kasav, says the Ramban, that's why we have to be Choshesh. He quotes this from Bali Atosvos, Mishim shekol zeh lo lechinam yatza, elo lo osra baila, kivan sheksiva ena klum. Right? So therefore, that's why we would be waited, even though we usually say, we're not the motzi meachas from a chazaka, but this is enough to be motzi from a chazaka, if they would call Nisina ksiva. Good. Says the Gemara, Teitzei, we really would, if there is a rumor, if there is a highly substantiated rumor that this man divorced his wife, because it's a case where they call Nisina Ksiva. Would we make them get divorced? Teitzei, V'yamar Vashi, kol kala debasa nisuin lo chashina le. 1 minute. Any call, any rumor after the marriage took place were not choshesh. We wouldn't uproot the marriage in that case. Fine, before marriage we might look into it more seriously. But after a marriage, we're not choshesh. So how would we allow this? So the Gemara, there's an important line on that, but first we're going to finish. The Gemara answers, you're right. My teitze nami, teitze misheni. What Shmuel meant to say by teitze is that she has to go out from her second husband. What second husband? Look at Rashi. Rashi says 2/3 of the way down. My teitze nami, teitze misheni. Imeis kohen zeh. The rumored husband that divorced her died. Venasa kohen acher. And now she married a different Kohen. So is she a Grusha? Is she an Amana? The husband died, then she would be able to stay, but there was a rumor about the Grusha. So there, Shara Yatzal Al Grusha, Zekamashanim. right? So they're Tetzei Misheni means she has to get divorced, she has to leave the second husband. Because there was a rumor about a grusha beforehand. Back to the Gemara. Imkei nata moti laz al banav shel rishon. But one minute, if that's true, then you're being moti lav on the children of the first one. Why? Because now you're saying that really she was a grusha. So what about the children born after the date of that date of that rumor? You're going to say they're chalalim. Kiva, Gemara continues. Kiva de Misheni, who de mafkinan la? Umirushan lo mafkinan la? No. Because we're only forcing the issue from the Sheni and not the Rishon, Asi lameimar slamach lamisa girsha. So therefore, there's no worry what people are going to say. They're going to assume that right at the end of the marriage, it was, that's where the girshin took place, and therefore, there wouldn't be any laws on the children of the first marriage. But this second one, he married this woman who had all these rumors about her. So that's why it wasn't appropriate. And that's why Beis Din would make them get divorced unless there's some kind of raya the other way. The Avnimi Luim asked the following question. What was the Gemara's Havamina? Gemara's Havamina is Tetzei? How could we force the issue with a kol? A kol after Nisuin doesn't work. So Gemara says, you're right, it's a Sheni. Says the Avnimi Luim, wait a minute, there's a Rambam. It's a very important Rambam. The Rambam says in Ilchas Sanhedrin, we know there's usually two witnesses. You need two witnesses, Apishnei Dim Yakum Davar. But the Rambam in Perak Tezayin Alachavav says the Rambam, Eino Tzarech Shnei Dim Lamalkus Ela Bishas Maisa. In order to give somebody Malkus, you need two witnesses, but that's only to verify and witness the event itself. Aval Ha'isr Atzmo Be'ed Echad Yuchsak. But to create a reality, to verify a reality, not to verify an action. To verify an action, you need two witnesses. To verify a reality, even one aid is good enough. Says the Rambam, Ketzad. Omar Eid Echad, Chelev Klayos Huzeh. If one aid says, this is a non-kosher piece of fat, and then two aidim see that the man eats it, he's going to get Malkus for that. What do you mean? There's only one aid that says it's not kosher. Doesn't matter. An eid echad could create a status. Kilai akarem hein perus elu. Here's the one important for us. Grusha ozonahi ishazu. This woman's a grusha or a zona. And then va'achal o ba'al be'edim acher shehusrabo hare zeloke. Afal pisha ikar ha'isr be'ed echad. Unbelievable. That's the Rambam Shita. Rambam says you could be machzik a reality even with one aid, to say this is not kosher, to say that she is a grusha v'chulu. That's only if there's no other aid that contradicts at the moment that the first aid says that something. Okay, but that's then you would need two aidim if there is a aid of hachasha. But ask the Avnei Miluim, ask the Ksos, why does our Gemara assume automatically that any kol la'achar nisuin is not powerful? A kol is like an eid echad. He makes that comparison. A kol is like an eid echad. And if an eid echad says that she is a grusha, even after nisuin, if one eid could establish a maisa, establish a reality. And therefore, why here does the Gemara all of a sudden assume the Havamina, oh, kol after nisuin doesn't work? An eid echad after nisuin would work. Right? So what's the difference? Says the Avnei Miluim, what you are forced to say is that, even according to the Rambam, that to say that this aid is, if an aid comes along and says this woman is a grusha, it would not work if she's already married. If she's already married to the guy, it wouldn't work. Before she gets married, then it would work. But after, you have to say that you would have to fit in this Rambam to that principle. Kol lachar nisuin lo chayshinan la. So aid echa lachar nisuin, says the Avnei Miluim, and Simin Memvav. The efshar da afilu ladasa Rambam. Ein eid echa ne'eman lomar, zu isa grusha ozona, ela kodem sheniseis lakoin. Uba laha id asura lakoin. Ava kol sheniseis kvar lakoin. Uba eid echa laha id grusha ozona lotzia mi baila. Baze havi le davar shebe erva lotzia mi baila. What's the sara? Because once she's married, to be motzi a woman from her marriage status, that's davar shebe erva. That needs two witnesses. It's the same testimony. Why don't we accept it? We accepted it 2 days ago, but not today. The answer is it's not the same testimony, because the ramifications are different. One case is, we will prevent her from getting married. That's not a davar shebe erva yet. Once she's married, it's a davar shebe erva to be motzia from her husband, and that's why we would not listen to the eid echad. Amazing. How you define davar shebe erva says the Avinu Miluim, might depend on the situation, not just the exactly what you're saying. Most Darshei Shabbat Erev issues are clear. It is Darshei Shabbat Erev or not. Somebody says, this is not kosher piece of meat. That's not Darshei Shabbat Erev. That's Eidech HaNemem B'Yisurin. They say something about that she was Mizana. So that's Darshei Shabbat Erev. Here, it depends. It depends, says the Avinu Miluim. That's the Chiddush. If it's pre-marriage or post-marriage, that would depend whether it's just Yisurin or Davar Sheba Erva. Okay, he also talks about it in the Shev Shmaitza. If you want to look in Perek Vav, Shmaitza Vav, Perek Tezayin. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rabba Bar Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Bo Re'e, Shaloka Doris Arishon and Doris Arachronim. The earlier generations, which are on a much higher level than us. Doris Arishonim, Beishamai, Doris Arachronim, Rabbi Dosa. The Doris Arishonim were Beishamai. What does that mean? They were on such a level, they had such a standard, that even just Re'ech HaGet, they wouldn't allow them to marry a Kohen. Okay, we don't pass them like Beishamai. And we're not talking about Beishamai. But the Gemara is just trying to illustrate that the earlier generations had higher standards. And even if we don't pass in this way specifically about Beishamai, but maybe that was a certain Hashkafas Olam that they had, they held themselves to a higher standard. And Doraz Achronim and the later generations, Rabbi Dosa. We even have Kulas like Rabbi Dosa, it says. What does Rabbi Dosa say? Tanya. Rabbi Dosa says as follows, Shvuya Ocheles Bitruma. Divi Rabbi Dosa. Machlokes, discussion in Meseches Ksubis. Rabbi Dosa says, a Shavuya, a captured woman, we don't know if she was violated. We don't know if she was abused or not. So some Rishonim, some Tanoim say that you have to assume the worst. You have to assume the worst. Right? Third packing Ksubis, Elanaris. Rabbi Dosa says, no. Shvuya Ocheles Bitruma. You could assume that she nothing happened, and therefore she could still eat truma. Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa says, Chima asala Rabbi Zeh. What did this Arabian do to her? Because he violated her, but didn't have a maisabia with her. Because he abused her. That apostles her from kahuna? No. Rabbi Dosa's meiko. You don't have to assume anything happened that would asser her to a Kohen, and therefore, that's the contrast the Gemara gives between Beishamai in the earlier generations or Rabbi Dosa in the later generations. Period. Once we're on that topic, the Gemara says, let's continue with that. The earlier generation, later generations. Doris Arishonim, Machnisin Peirosehen, Yoredei Aleph. Doris and Arachayim Aleph. Doris Arishonim, Machnisin Peirosehen, Kederach Traximon, Kedei Lachayim B'Meiser. The earlier generations would bring their fruit in Derach Traximon. That means straight in through the front door, Kedei Lachayim B'Meiser. We know that in order for something to be Chayiv in Trumas and Maestros, it has to, number one, have the finishing process, meruach, and it also has to have re'ias panei abayis. It has to go through the front door, and then there is a chiyuv of trumas and maaseros, meaning a chiyuv that asers any type of eating. We know out in the field, one is allowed to eat arai, one is allowed to snack in certain cases. There are six events that could occur that midrabanan are koveya for maaseros. Midrabanan. Shabbos, chatzer, bishul, malicha. There are a couple of the Rambam lists in Hilchas Maaseros. But on a Daraisa level, you need Meruach and Re'ias Panei Abayis. What if somebody brings it in through a window, brings it in through an unusual Knisa, so then there's no Chiv. There's no Chiv in Trumas and Maestros. So in the earlier generations, they brought him straight through. They wanted to make sure to be Chayiv. Doris HaAchronim, but the later generations, Machnisin, Peirosein, Deragagos, Derakarpifos, they brought him in through the roof, through the carpe, through the adjacent areas, Kedela Pocha Min HaMaiser, to get out of the Chiyav of Maiser. Kedela Pocha Min HaMaiser, Dam Rabbi Yanai, because after all, Rabbi Yanai says, Ein HaTevel Mischayev HaMaiser, At Sheyirah Epnei HaBayis. Tevel is not Chayev in Maiser, you don't have to think of Maiser until there is Re'ias Pnei HaBayis, you go straight through. Shenemar biarti hakodesh ben abayis. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu chatzer kovas. Rabbi Yochanan says even chatzer is kovas on a daraisa level. Shenemar v'achlu visharecha, in your gates visaveyu, and you will be they will be satiated. Okay, so another difference. Doras arishonim, doras achronim. There's a lot to talk about these last couple of lines. We'll just make two or three ha'aris, and then we'll get back to Maseches Gittin. First of all, there's an interesting machlokes rishonim. What happens if you brought it into the house and there is no chiyuv, either through the window or, let's say you brought it in without having done meiruach, you brought it in with the husks on and the shells on, and then you processed it inside the house, then you brought it back out, then you brought it back in the front door. Is there now a chiyuv? That's a machlokes rishonim. Tosfos, Rabban, and others, the Afikayam in Chelik Beis, Simen Chavches, says, the question is, what's the lumdis? When you bring it in an unusual way, either through the roof or with the shells on, is that a poter or is that a minias achiv? I brought it in the wrong way. So is that act positively exempting this tvua from ever having a chiv? That's one way to look at it. Because this is a maisa hapoteres chiyuvim. Or you might say, no, it's just that it is not yet obligated, because you didn't do what is needed to obligate it. But if you ever do what is obligated, then it would be chayv again. So that's how he formulates the difference, the machlokas we've shown him about what we just said. But what's fascinating, to note also is, so what is the Gemara saying? Oh, those earlier generations, they went straight in, and these later generations don't. Are they doing an Avera? The later generations? They did something wrong? They're not doing anything wrong. They're being marim. Okay, they're not putting themselves into the situation of the mitzvah. So the Gemara is expressing and illustrating the idea that putting yourself into a situation of a mitzvah is something that we have to yearn for. There's no mitzvah in front of me. I could do something and I will not be in the situation of the mitzvah. But our hashkafa is to always try to put ourselves in the situation of doing mitzvos. And that relates to the specific case here of Hafrashas Shumas and Maisras. If we would ask, is Hafrashas Shumas and Maisras a mitzvah? The answer is yes. But what's the nature of that mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah or maybe what we call a matir? If it's a matir, as we will see, discussions of the Achronim, if I want to eat the tfuwa, then I have to take out Shumas and Maisras. If I have no interest in eating it, I don't have a chiyuv. It's just a matir. So would the Gemara have this formulation of, oh, they didn't put themselves into the situation, so we look down upon them. Would we look down upon people who didn't put themselves into the situation of matir? It's not a raya, but it's definitely noted. The Gemara gives the impression that Hafrashas Shumas and Maaser is not just a matir, but it is a mitzvah. That is what the, and again, we have this question by Chalitza, and you have the question by Shechita, and by Netilas Yadayim. You have many different discussions by various mitzvahs, mitzvah versus tevila, different examples. Anyway, so the Shulchan Aruch says in Yaradeya and Chelek Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch discusses a shomeya ve'eino medaber. If there is someone who cannot speak, so are they allowed to shecht? So the Shulchan Aruch says, well, im acher mivarech. If someone else is mivarech, so then they would be able to shecht. Aleph Zayin, hashomeya ve'eino medaber, im hu mumche, shochet afilu chachila, im acher mivarech. So on that Shulchan Aruch is where the action is. What type of bracha is the bracha of Shechita? The Taz contrasts the bracha of Shechita to the bracha of Hafrashas Shumas and Maisras. Says the Taz, the bracha of Shechita is purely a matir. Masha ein kein bitrum, I'm sorry, let me try to find the line. Bishchita near a time, the acher mevarech, shapir. The bircha shchita, ain't a ba ala shchita atzma, the ha ain't chiyav the shchita, main a rotz alechol. Ella iker kavana, I'm sorry, the shchita he puts with the shevach, with Shumas and Maestras, ella iker ha kavana la se shevach la makom barachu, al sha aser lano achilas baser below shchita. He says even shchita is a bracha that is shevach vahoda. Ubaze vada, I call Yisrael shayach, ba usa bracha, shari al kulam ish iser. And then he quotes similar to Lachnisa Bevisa Shel Avraham Avinu. Aval b'hafrashas truma havi ikar habracha al mitzvah hafrasha lo al iser achilas tevel. Then he adds the key line. Shahari mitzvah hafrasha chiyav alav afilu im eino rotza lechol min atfua adayin. Wow. You have a chiyav to be mafresh even if you have no plans to eat it, to eat the grain. Imkein havi mitzvah zos kashar mitzvos. V'chulu, and he continues. You have a chiyuv to be mafresh, even if you have no plans in eating it. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger right there on that taz. Lo matzas izeh. I don't know what he's talking about. Tibipshuto hu rakishirotza la'ochlo. Asarat shefer shruma. And he says, look at the Magen Avraham in the beginning of Simen Ches and Arachayim. What does the Magen Avraham there say? The Shulchan Aruch there says, that lechatchila, you should make the bracha on tzitzis standing. Brachas a mitzvah should all be made standing. Ask the Magen Avraham, but in Yeredeya it says that when a woman is mafresh chala, and she's naked, she can say it's sitting, right, the mishnah and chala. So the Magen Avraham says, yeah, chala is just a matir. Chala is just a matir. But mitzvah is a mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham says, it's the Magen Avraham, the Rabbi Kiv Eger says, the Magen Avraham is against the Taz. Is the Maisa HaFrasha, is that a mitzvah or is that a matir? So our Gemara doesn't say it beferish, but it definitely gives the impression that it is a mitzvah, because we are praising people who put themselves into the situation. If it was just a matir, so then we wouldn't be so inspired and encouraging for people to do that. Again, a large topic, but we'll leave that for now. Okay, back to the Mishnah. A man divorces his wife. The previous Mishnah was, he just wrote a get to divorce his wife. Here, he actually divorced his wife, and then he had yichud with her. So, are we worried, are we choshesh that he did another kiddushei biyah, and now they're remarried again? No need to get another get. We assume if anything was done, it was just nus. You need another get. Yerushalmi, we mentioned this Yerushalmi 2 days ago. Tosis quoted this Yerushalmi on Ayin Teslam Abayz. This is Beishamai Beis Hillel Lashitasam. Right, Beishamai, who says that you divorce your wife only because of Dvar Erva. So you're not worried about anything. You're not worried that he's going to try to remarry her. And that's why you don't need another get. Mashenke Beis Hillel, there are other reasons. So that's why maybe they were nispious. Good. Says the Mishnah, Ey Masai, when do we say that this is all true? This machlokes, bisma, oh. There was one thing about Tebel I forgot, but we'll have to continue. We'll see at the end if this time. Emasai, Bizmanchin is, I assume this won't be. Bizmanchin is Garshim and Anisuin. When do we say there's a machloka b'shamay b'shilel? When they were married fully, min Hanisuin. Umodim bin is Garsha bin Erisin, but if they only had Erisin, Shaina Sricha Meno get Shaini, then even Beishama, even Beisil agrees you don't need another get, Mebnesha Ein Liba Gaspa. If you don't have that special relationship, so then even Beisil would agree that you don't need another get. He was never married to her fully. Period. Amar Arachana Amar Biochanan Machlokes, the Machlokes between Mesha Mesilo is only Bishara Uashenivala. If the Adam saw that there was Bia, that's where there's a machlokes. To Beishamai Savri Adam Ose Bi'ilaso Bi'ilas Nus. Beishamai says a person might make his Bia Bi'ilas Nus, and therefore you don't have to be worried that there was Kiddushin here. Ubeisilo Savri ain't Adam Ose Bi'ilaso Bi'ilas Nus. Beisilo says no. A person is not, doesn't make his Bia Bi'ilas Nus, and therefore he has to be worried about Kiddushin. Avalora Uashenivala. But if they didn't see the Bia, you don't even know if there was Bia Debra Yakol, Ein Etzricha Emeno Get Sheini. Then everybody would agree that you don't need another get. Says the Gemara, we'll get back to that. Let's just do a little more. Tanan, is that really true? The Machlokas is only Lo Ra'uash, only Ra'uash and Ivala? But what about the Mishnah? Umodim, Ben Eskashim, and Eretz, and Shein Etzricha Emeno Get Sheini, Shein Libo Gaspa. The Mishnah says that if it's only Gershim and Eretzin, then everybody would agree that you don't need another get, because you assume no bia took place. But the ibishara uash anivala, but if our mishnah is about a case where there was a bia, mali min erisin, mali min anisuin, then the whole sefer doesn't make sense, because there was obviously a bia. The whole svara of min erisin is, oh, maybe the bia didn't take place. But if the machlokes is where a bia took place, then Beis Hillel should say his shita, even if it's only gerishin min erisin. So Ella, the Gemara says, you're right. Masisan bishalora uash anivala. Really, the Mishnah is about a case where there was no, right? They did not see the Bia, and that's where there was a Machlokas. Aye. So why does Rabbi Yochanan say what he says, that the Machlokas is Bishara Uha? For Rabbi Yochanan to Amar Ki Aitana, Rabbi Yochanan held like the following opinion in the Tosefta. Not our Mishnah, but a different version of the Machlokas. Detanya Amar Shimon Elazar, Lo Nechluku Beishama Beis Hillel, Al Shelo Ra'u HaShenivala, Shein Atzricha Emenu Get Sheini. That's like what Rabbi Yochanan said. If they didn't see anything, then you sure don't need a get. Amanechluku al sher re'uah shenivala. The machlokas is if they saw a ma'aseh bia, shebeishamay omrim adam osa bi'ilaso bi'ilas znus, ubeisil omrim ein adam osa bi'ilaso bi'ilas znus. So Rabbi Yochanan can hold like the different version of the machlokas. Stop there for a moment. Bali Tosfos and all the other Rishonim discuss that in our Gemara, Beishamay says, O Adam Ose Bilas Bilas Nus, and Beis Hillel says Ein Adam. If you look in Yevamis, in the case in the sugyas of Miun, Daf Kuf Zayin, the exact opposite Machlokes is presented. That Beis Hillel is the one that says Adam Oseh, and Beis Shammai says Ein Adam Oseh. And all of you Rishonim try to figure out what's the rule, what's the exception. So some of the answers, Tosfos in Yevamos says, well, here he divorced his wife, and now he's having beer with her. That's why Beis Hillel says Ein Adam Oseh. Beis Hillel says Ein Adam Oseh Bilas Oseh Bilas Nus, and Beis Shammai says Adam Oseh, because it's a double-edged sword. He just divorced his wife. You think he's going to want to marry her again? Or he already has a prior relationship with her. So that's why things might be different, says the Bali Tosfos. The Rashba says, also, you divorce because of Dvar Erva. That's why Beis Hillel would say, Adam Oseh Bilas Bilas Nus. So this case is different. The Rishonim discuss. But the crucial issue I wanted to mention is the Shita of the Rambam against other Rishonim. The Rambam versus the Gaonim. Again, some classic Rambams in today's shir. Before we had the Rambam about Eid Echad being Mechazik a status, but here's another Rambam, another take-home Rambam. We mentioned this months ago. The Rambam says in Hilchas Gerushin, when do you apply the principle of Ein Adam Oseh Bilas Bilas Nus? Let's say two single individuals, a boy and a girl, they're Mizana. You have to be choshed that they're married. Ein Adam Oseh Bilas Bilas Nus. Whenever there's Nus, you always have to be worried. Chayshinan, that is for Kiddushin. Machlokes. The Gaonim, says the Rambam, Hilchas Gerushin, Perek Yud Halacha Yutes, Horu Miksas HaGaonim, Shekal Isha Shetiba'el Bifnei Edim. If a woman ever has be in front of Edim, Tzricha Get. Unbelievable. Chazaka She'en Adam Oseh Bilas Bilas Nus. Vihigdilu Vahosifu B'davar Zeh, says the Rambam, and not only that, they add to this, Sha'ala Al Daitam, Ad Shehoru, they even said, Shemishiyesh Lo Ben Mishifchaso, a man is Mizana with his Shifcha. Choshishinlo V'lo Tisyabim Ishto, Shema Shichra Shifchaso V'yacharkach Ba'aleha. A man has a boy with his Shifcha, and then he dies, the man's own wife is not allowed to do Yibam, because maybe he was Meshachra the Shifcha, and married her, and now he has a kid, even though Shifcha Kananis. Unbelievable. V'yesh b'shoresh v'adei shichrer. Some say not only achshash, v'adei shichrer. Says the Rambam, v'chol hadvar ma'elu rechokim heim be'enai ad ma'od midarkei ha'hora'ah. It's very far-fetched. V'ein roi lismoch aleihem. We don't pask in that way. Says the Rambam, a very mistaver limit. Shelo amru chachamim, chazaka zu, you only say the chazaka of Ein Adam Oseh Bilas Bilas Nus, ela beishto, shegirsha bilvad. If you have a wife that you divorced, and you're now with her again, or mikadesh al tnai v'ubal stam, he married her al tnai, but then there's a context already. There's a relationship. Shahare hi ishto. Ube ishto hu shechez kaso sheina osa bilas o bilas nus. Ashi yefarish hi bilas nus. O shi yefarish al tnai hu boel. Avo bishar hanoshim. Hare kol zona becheska shabal l'shem znus. Ashi yefarish l'shem kedushin. If you have a regular stam maisa znus, then it's the opposite. You assume znus unless it's for kedushin. So that's a very crucial machlokas between the Gaonim and the Rambam. All the Achronim get into the act, what the Bi'ur HaMachlokas is, right? What does it mean, Eidam Azo Bilas Bilas Nus? The Ar Sameach says, does that mean that he is linking on to a previous marriage? That's what the Rambam says. There's got to be a previous context of marriage here to say that Chazaka. And the Gaonim say, no, it's purely Svara. Purely, a person would not have a Maisa Bia for no reason. Unbelievable. The Gaonim say, Stama, a man and a woman are Mizaneh. Right, they're choshes the kiddushin. Yeah, that's what the Gaonim say. Okay, there's more there, but that's an important machlokas to be aware of. It also relates to, by the way, this principle. What about a man and a woman who are married, who have a civil marriage? Right, nisuin ezrachim. Does that translate into a halachic marriage of kiddushin bia? We don't do kiddushin bia anymore, but once they're there, do we assume that they have das? Does it apply the Radvaz? The Radvaz in Tshuva says this principle does not apply to a Yisrael mumar. Because he doesn't want to follow the halach anyway. What does he care about znus or not? So he writes in a tshuva. Four different reasons, but one of them is that Yisrael Mumar does not have this chazaka. Because he doesn't care about anything. Okay. Anyway, continues the Gemara. Umas nisan. So we explain the Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Tosefta. Umas nisan du kimna below ru'ua shenivala b'may pligi. So now that we have established that our mission is about a case where lo ru'ua shenivala. So what's the nekudas of machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Di'ika ede yichud v'leka ede biya. Right, there are only Eide Yichud. Beishamai Savri, Lo Amrinan, Heinein Eide Yichud, Heinein Eide Bia. Beishamai says, you don't jump from Yichud to Bia. Ubeisilo Savri, Amrinan, Heinein Eide Yichud, Heinein Eide Bia. At least Misafik. The Rambam says, Mekudesh is Misafik. Umodim, and for that we say, but it's Gashem in the Eretz, Shinas Yichud, Heinein Get Sheni. But there we would agree that you don't need to get sheni from, if it's only been an erisin, to kivan, to ein libo gaspa, Basil would agree there, because he doesn't have the prior relationship. Lo amrin and hein ene dibia, period. Umi amr Rabbi Yochanan hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan really say this different version? Vi amr Rabbi Yochanan halacha kasta mishnah. Vi yokim na lamasi, the bishalom rosh anivala. How can you see Rabbi Yochanan goes like the Tosefta, if he always goes like sta mishnah? Amorainin uva libet Rabbi Yochanan. It's a machlokes of the later amorain. Period. Says the Mishnah, Kansa beget kireach, teitzei mizeo mizeo. What is a get kireach? As we will see in a second, it's a get mekushar. What do we say a get mekushar is? For the Kohanim, that you keep folding it over and over and over. On every fold, you have to have witnesses. What if you have a fold without witnesses? That's called a get kireach, a bald get. It's missing some of the signatures. So, katze beget kireach, the woman used this to get remarried, teitzei mizeo mizeo, v'chol adracha mo'eluba. As we said before, this is an inappropriate gerushin, midirabanan, and therefore she has to get divorced. Get kireach, akol mashlimen alav, divrei benanas. Benanas says, who is allowed to sign on those folds? Again, the inside of the get, you have mamish kosher witnesses. It's a regular get. But on the folds, you only have people sign there to delay the game. You have people sign there to make it slower so the Kohen could calm down. So Benana says, anyone can sign there. Any Karav, any Pasal, anybody. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Ein mashlimen alav ela krovim haru'uyim lahayd b'makam acher. Only relatives. Relatives who are inherently kosher witnesses. They're just Pasal because they're relatives. They're allowed to sign. But a Gazlan or someone else who is Pasal is not allowed to sign. What is a get kireach? As we explain, the full, if there are more folds than witnesses, so that is a get kireach. So my time at the get kireach, let's just start this. Why do we say that a get kireach is pasul? Gzeir mishum kochem. A gzeir mishum, if the Baal had said, all of you, meaning he had made a tznai, mamish, that all of you, so then that would be pasul. So here too, we say every one of the folds needs the signatures, gzeir mishum kochem. Get kireach al kol mashlimen alav, v'Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who says only a karov is allowed, and not any of the other psulim, Eved, my time alo, why wouldn't we allow an Eved to sign on the folds to Asulamei Markash Le'edus? We might come to allow him to be a kosher witness in general. So Karav Nami Asulamei Markash Le'edus. A relative too, why aren't we worried? Ella Eved, Hainu Taima, so really what must be the problem by Eved? Did Dilma Asula Asuke Le'yuchsin? You might think he's not an Eved. You might come to allow him to marry a miyuchas girl, so gazlan to bar yuchsin hu liskasher. So a gazlan who doesn't have any problem with his yichus, so why wouldn't Rabbi Akiva say he's kosher? Alam atzan Rabbi Akiva omer. Why does Rabbi Akiva limit it to a karov? A mashliman alav ela krovim aruyin lahayid b'makam acher karovin gazlan lo. So we're still stuck. Why does Rabbi Akiva only allow a karov? So Ella, try number three. Eved, hainu taima, da'asu, lamemar, shechrure, shachare. Why don't we allow an Eved? Because people might come to say, oh, he was freed. Gazlan nami, asu, lamemar, tshuva of Elvad. By Gazlan, also, people might think he did tshuva and accept him as a witness. Karov, ma'ik lamemar. What are you worried about by Karov? Karov kuliyama yad, he's a Karofu. Everybody knows that he's a Karov. There's no worry about it by a Karov, and that's why he's the only one that Rabbi Akiva allows. Period. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Bar Shilta, Amar Rabbi Shilta, Amar Rabbi Nuna Saba, Amar Rabbi Ada Bar Ava, get kireach, sharav shiva ve'edav shisha, shisha ve'edav chamisha. If you have one extra fold more than witnesses, in all these cases, shisha ve'edav chamisha, chamisha ve'edav arba, arba ve'edav shlosha, adkan machlokas benanas Rabbi Akiva. If you have one more fold than signature, so that's the machlokas. Aval, ksharef shloshev edav shnayim, divri akolei mashlimen alav el akarov. Even Benanas would agree that you need at least three good witnesses by a get mekusher. That's what Chazal instituted. Two witnesses in a regular get should be equal to three witnesses in a get mekusher. Amalei Reb Zeira l'Rava Bar Shilta, Michti, 1 minute. Kol shloshev in mekusher kishnayim, bepashut dami, three in a mekusher is equal to two in a pashut. So then, ma hasam karov lo, afachanami karov lo. They just say even a karov is no good. Right? We say, oh, there's no machlokas there. Everybody would agree that it has to be a karov. But even a karov shouldn't be good. if you're comparing the three by Makushar to two by Pashit. So Amar Le, Afla Didi Kashali, this bothered me. V'she'ilti L'Rav Hamnuna, V'Rav Hamnuna L'Rav Adab Bar Abba, V'Amar Le, Hanach L'Shlosha B'Makushar, D'Lav D'Araisa. No, it's still, we equalize it, but it's still only at Tzorach Midrabanan. Midaraisa, you only need two witnesses. The third witness, we're comparing to need at least three by Makushar, but it's still not on the same level as the two by a Pashit. And period, the Braisa says the same thing. Tanya Namihachi, Get Kireach Sharav Shiva V'Edav Shisha, Shisha V'Edav Chamisha, Chamisha V'Edav Arba, Arba V'Edav Shlosha, Ad Kamachokas Bananas Rabbi Akiva, Hishlim Alav Eved, Bananas Omer Havlad Kasher, Rabbi Akiva Omer Havlad Mamzer. Right, midrabanan. Right, if you have, if it's an eved, avakshar of shlosha, veidav shnayim, debri akol imashlima nalav ella karov. Everybody would agree to karov in that case. One more line. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yosef Masni Kasher. Rabbi Yosef says Kasher. In that case, Vatanya Karov. Rabbi Yosef says that if there's three, only three, you need a Kasher. Even, you can't even have a Karov. The other Brisa says Karov, Amar Papa, Tini Kasher. So there is a Machlokas in the versions at the end of the day. In the three, even in the three, does everybody agree that even a Karov can be used, but not an Eved? Or maybe not even a Karov, you have to use kosher witnesses, because three in a Mekusher is exactly like two in a Pashut. Okay, we'll have to stop there. By Rabbi Yochanan, Bezhem, tomorrow we finish up Perek HaZorek, and we start the last Perek of Meseches Gittin. Parsha Shir should be up. And again, if anybody, we want to thank everyone who has participated in our building campaign. If anybody wants to join in still, nofeashemesh.com, feel free to visit the website and join in helping us create a home for the daf. Anybody wants to sponsor any of the shiurim, also feel free to visit the OU website. Okay, we'll stop here.